Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the House has voted to approve a nearly $1.5 trillion tax overhaul bill, and farm and ranch groups offered up a mixed reaction to the House's passage of a tax reform package. Amy Iverson is a certified public accountant with Wipfli CPAs and Consultants, and I talked with her about some of the pros and cons of this new tax reform legislation for rural America.
You know, right now the House has just come out with their bill, and their suggestion is, you know, Section 179 remains, so there we can expense your equipment and cattle as you have purchased them. Another good thing about that is the bonus depreciation has become 100% and through 2025. There are some things that aren't quite good for our producers. There's a deduction out there called we call it the DPAT. It's the deduction production deduction. So it's Section 199, and it's going to go away. So you will no longer see that on your tax return. This was really good for our co-ops and some of our other producers.
The bill also doubles the death tax exemption to $11 million for individuals, $22 million for couples, and the tax is phased out entirely after 2023 under the House bill. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.